finally adopted that old rug when I was 5. Back then he and I were fellow dreamers, always up for my sporadic adventures, always willing to fly me away to a place that usually involved lava. That old rug knew how to stay when everything else would change. Under tattered feet and childish dreams, he always whispered my name, said, "You're home, you're safe, stay a while." Our family took pictures on our vacations. That old rug had memories of his own. Like a toddler with unwashed cheeks, stains and scars we once despised, now holy relics of better days. That old rug carried time, fretted joy with every tear. What we tried to wash away was proof that love lived here. Said, "You're home, you're safe, stay a while." Our family grew cold on Christmas Eve. That old rug was warm for a lonely boy. A lonely boy who wouldn't choose pajamas or socks after long trips away from home. He spoke to my toes, "Welcome home." That old rug held the cold when the world felt far too wide, when nothing fit and no one knew. He waited on the other side, said, "You're home, stay a while." We didn't have much but llama love to dream. We played rich like Halloween. That old rug bore the weight of it, fine embroidery beneath our feet. We stood on his shoulders to impress the Joneses. That old rug never asked to be seen or thanked or known. He just stayed where families stand and learned the shape of home. Still says, "You're home, you're safe, stay." Bought a new rug when I left for school. That old one was worn, so Pa rolled in love. I held him close and wondered quietly, did he know he was loved? The smell of spring picnics filled the room one last time. I think he did.